You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura, Jason Gibbs with you here. Good stuff here. 216-578-0850. Let's go to Steven Norton now.
He hung up on us.
He's out.
During the commercial break, he phone snobbed us.
They did.
I don't want to wait.
Well, that's okay.
That's fine.
Wait.
But
I'm going to tell you, I'm intrigued. I want to go to this. I think I might go to this place. I'm certainly not getting the $1,200 whole crab.
No.
But this Rose Rabbit Live place, it looks strong. Good cocktail. Very strong cocktail list. This place looks pretty good. It's got some neat stuff in it. Some neat tacos. It's got a pho as like an entree that's like a gourmet pho, and I'm a big pho
fan.
Where
was it again?
It's in Cosmopolitan.
Hmm. Interesting.
There's just so much good food in Vegas.
You can eat well every night. Or you can have a $6 steak.
I do like once a trip to just try to get like, you know, to the point where you're not really in touch with your faculties. Like, you wouldn't know. Like, you would be – it would be the time between – you know, like, normally, you know, you can speed eat like I like to do, and then you can fool your brain by maybe, like, 10 minutes before you're full. I'm talking about when, like, you have no concept of when you're actually full and just go into, like, a good buffet and just getting funky.
Just gorge yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but see, the only problem is then your night's ruined.
No, that's like, it's almost like, yeah, that's like an end of the night. Or it could be a lunchtime and then you nap.
Nice. I do like that. Like that option. Or you do that before your boys come to town.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's one of those nights where, all right, I know I'll sleep well tonight.
I will sleep.
And I'll be back up early at the pool.
I will sleep like I'm loved.
There you go.
Yes. That's what you got to do. That's what you got to do sometimes. You got to just go out there. You got to just get after it.
You only live once.
Our good friend Toddett, who, by the way, will be co-hosting Browns Daily. He won it. He and Scott Lichtenstein won it in the we got to set that up.
What's going on?
They won the right to co-host Cleveland Browns Daily in the
last year's radiothon?
The Foundation Radiothon, yeah.
God, by the way, the next one's coming.
When?
We had a meeting this morning about that.
No.
Oh, yes.
Am I slotted for 6 a.m. again? Because that was ouch.
Dude, that was brought up and discussed. I don't know if they've settled on a line of time yet.
Oh, good.
But there is time for you to make sure that your voice is heard from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. and make sure that it's not heard from 6 to 9.
All right.
Hey, I had a guy call in. I have not heard about this, but I need to get some more information. I guess at Great Northern on July 18th, they're doing a Cardiac Kids reunion. Ozzie Newsome will be there. The Cardiac Kids, the whole offense is coming in.
Really?
And they're doing some kind of autograph signing or something.
That's pretty cool.
I said, and I asked him a few questions because I wasn't sure whether or not to believe him, but definitely sounded like legit. So, and I had heard some rumblings that there could be a Cardiac Kids reunion here in Cleveland this summer.
That would be awesome.
It would be. That'd be pretty sweet. Who knows?
Who knows?
July 18th. I think most of us are back at that point.
That is the week of the British Open.
The Open Championship.
Ooh, I love that. At St. Andrews, it's going to be great.
It is going to be great.
Too bad we didn't kind of see it already.
I love it. West Coast time zone for U.S. Open. Early morning golf.
I love waking
morning.
Up and putting it on and hearing Peter Allis talking and doing his things.
It's phenomenal.
Yes, it is phenomenal. I'm going to go to this guy. I'm going to this Rose Rabbit. I'm going to go this Rose Rabbit Live. I think this place looks pretty darn tasty. Now, what I think is also fascinating is that you can't even find the secret pizza. It's not even listed anywhere on their menu. It's not even listed. Tarek's going to go find it. Let's go. All right. Anyway, Vegas is coming up for me. Matt Wilhelm's down in Mexico right now, which I'm sure he's having a great time with. 216-578-0850. So we told you we were going to talk about Russell Wilson, and he wants to be the highest paid quarterback in the league. And I was challenged by one of the listeners on this show, Damian Joyce, to give me 10 quarterbacks that I would rather have right now than Russell Wilson. And so I'm going to do that right now. Aaron Rodgers, Andrew Luck, Tom Brady, Tony Romo. Yes, he is a better quarterback than Russell Wilson. Put Tony Romo on those Seahawks teams, and they're scoring 800 points a game. Drew Brees, Ben Roethlisberger, Peyton Manning for this season only, Matt Ryan, I believe, is a much better quarterback than Russell Wilson, Cam Newton, Phil Rivers, Eli Manning, Joe Flacco, Theodore Bridgewater. That's 13 of them. And you can make the case, I think, for Ryan Tannehill coming up. But I'd still right now, I'll give Russell Wilson that. Kaepernick's fallen off. But the definites to me on my list, Rodgers, Luck, Brady, Brees, Roethlisberger, Peyton, Rivers, that's 7. And then you've got Romo, Matt Ryan, Cam Newton, that's 10 right there. And to me, Eli, Flacco, and Teddy, I would all make the case for as well. I just don't see Russell Wilson. To me, if he had gotten drafted by the Jets, I don't know what you have out of Russell Wilson. Are we even talking about Russell Wilson? I don't think we are. He ended up, he ended up in a perfect situation, kind of a confluence of events. Read option was good this first year, put teams on their heels. Teams are selling out to try to stop Marshawn Lynch. He's a very good quarterback. I don't want anybody to think that I'm not saying Russell Wilson's a good quarterback. I believe if you put Russell Wilson on any team in the National Football League, he is probably a top 16 quarterback. So he's still a guy that gives you a chance to win a Super Bowl. Obviously, he's done it. And if they called a run play, he probably has won two already. But in terms of just being a quarterback, is Russell Wilson, to me, that guy that's that good? No, I don't think he is. I think he's not necessarily a system quarterback, but I think he's a product of being in a fantastic environment for himself. I think he has taken advantage of that. He has maximized his skills. But if you watch him, there's been plenty of times that Russell Wilson was not quite as good as the rep on Russell Wilson would be. Is he good? Yes. Again, I've said it. I believe that Russell Wilson is very, very, very effective. But Russell Wilson is not a guy who really throws the football down the field. If you were to look at the percentage of his yards that came in via the air, which is where you see guys who throw the ball down the field and throw it down the field effectively, percentage of yards via the air, 46.1. That was third lowest in the NFL. Again, I think that he is a very, very good player, but I don't think he is quite as good as necessarily the hype would suggest. That's all. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Did you come up with our list? Sorry, I was call screening.
I did. So here's the guys that I would rather have right now.
Okay.
Rodgers.
Yep.
Luck.
Yep.
Brady.
Okay.
Romo.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Brees.
Yes.
Roethlisberger.
Okay.
Peyton.
Yep.
Rivers.
Yep.
And then I would rather have Cam Newton. I'd rather have Matt Ryan. I'd rather have Eli Manning, Joe Flacco, and Theodore Bridgewater.
Oh, you don't even have him in your top 15 then.
That's only 13.
13?
Yeah.
Okay. My math is off by a few. Still, he's better than Eli right now. I mean,
is he?
He's got to be better than Bridgewater.
Why?
Dude, come on. You still got to have decent quarterback.
I think if you put Teddy Bridgewater on that team, Teddy Bridgewater does just fine.
Oh, you're pipe dreaming. I think he's just out of the top 10. Is he top 12? Yes.
Okay.
I would put Matty Ice and Cam Newton ahead of him, and I think he'd probably be 11th in my thing.
Okay. So he's still not, but
he's not the top 10.
The highest paid player in the NFL.
Yeah, that's a pipe dream.
It should be.
Here's the problem. You won mainly with defense.
Yes. Mainly with defense. You won. And he's a guy.
And a heck of a running back.
Yeah.
Know your role.
Know your role. So let's see. Somebody says that. Oh, here's this. Tannehill, Flacco, Romo, Peyton Rivers over Russell. Man, you need to quit hogging your drugs. I didn't say Tannehill, by the way. But Romo, 1 year, Romo, Peyton, Rivers, you wouldn't take over Russell Wilson? Come on, man. That's crazy. That's crazy to me. Why wouldn't you?
And I hate Romo. And I would take Romo.
You hate Romo.
I know. And I would take him over. And I would take him over.
Yeah.
I would take him over Russell Wilson. Yeah. I don't know how you're going to make that argument to the Seahawks that you deserve top five money, much less top money. Unless, short of taking him to a Super Bowl for a third time?
It's because, but if that's the case, then Eli Manning's already won two Super Bowls, and he's beaten arguably.
Eli's on the backside of his career. Come on.
He arguably beat the greatest team ever, right?
Okay.
So, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, but again, Eli Manning, I'm going by the off way, of right now.
Okay.
Right now.
What do you believe?
Russell,
just
Russell's
in your mind,
better.
Hold on. I just wanted to throw this out there because you just said Eli Manning's on the downside of his career. What do you think Eli Manning's stats were last year? Just throw, give me yards, touchdowns, interceptions.
I would say probably 2,500
yards. 2,500
yards
for Eli Manning in a season of football?
Throwing the football?
Yes.
Yeah, why not?
Okay, 2,500 yards.
I'm going to say.
Okay, this is going to be great. Okay.
I'm going to say 15 touchdowns and like 17 picks, 18 picks.
So you believe in 2014, Eli Manning, so the record can show. Jason Gibbs says in 2014.
This is going to come back and bite me.
Oh, my God. Eli Manning threw for 2,500 yards.
Nice.
15 touchdowns and 17 picks.
Yeah, baby.
Okay. Eli Manning in the year 2014 threw for 4,410 yards, 30 touchdowns, and 14 interceptions in his first year in a new offense, and he's going to be even better
this year.
That was
the dink and doink offense, too, wasn't it?
Dink and dunk. He averaged 7.5 yards an attempt.
Dink and dunk.
7.5 yards an attempt is a good number.
That offense is predicated on on the yak.
Okay, hold on. Hold on. We'll find – there's a – you're fortunately –
pull out your
know,
stats, stat there boy.
Is, I'm going to pull it out right now because there's a yards and air percentage.
Boy, was I off, by the way.
My God. Eli Manning ranked 7th in the NFL at having 58% of his yards come through the air. So it's not a dink and dunk offense. My God, Gibbs. Eli Manning, 2,500 yards? That's not even 200 yards a game.
Well.
He had Odell Beckham Jr.
The year before, I feel like he was right there.
All right, here. So we'll go.
What do you do the year before?
I'm going to give it to you.
By the way, you're listening to ESPN 850 WKNR Cleveland.
Yes.
Got to get the legal in since it's 205.
Okay, good. All right, so here's Eli's last four seasons. 4,910 yards, 29 and 16 in 2011. 39, 48, 26, and 15 in 2012. Now, 2013 was the last year in the Gilbride offense, and this is what got Gilbride canned. 3,818 yards, 18 touchdowns, 27 picks. And he bounces back last year with a career high. Well, not a career high. 4,410 yards, 30 touchdowns, and 14 picks.
I'm sorry. I would still take Russell Wilson over him.
No way.
I would.
I mean, it's funny, though. People get really angry about it. Like, people get very.
Twitter has been entertaining to watch today.
Yeah, they get angry about Russell Wilson. What did this? Tyler tweets
off.
You lost all credibility saying that Bridgewater and Eli are better than Russell Wilson. You are a joke. Hashtag NFL. Hashtag Seahawks. I don't believe that I'm a joke. I don't think that's nice. I don't think that's true. And he also says I'm better at fantasy football than you, or better than fantasy at you in his bio. I would also challenge that one. But that's just me.
Fair.
I don't think – listen, I said Bridgewater is a little bit tongue-in-cheek in my mind, but I do believe Teddy Bridgewater is a better quarterback from the pocket than Russell Wilson right now, and I think that he will be for his career. Eli Manning is a tough one. I just don't – I think Eli Manning does not get as much respect as Eli Manning deserves. I mean, Russell Wilson last year threw for 3,400 yards, 20 touchdowns, and 7 interceptions. So he takes care of the football. That's wonderful. That's great. That's good to see. 63% completions, the same as Eli Manning. 7.6 yards per attempt, so a little bit better than Eli Manning on yards per attempt. Obviously, Eli throws the ball a heck of a lot more. But, I mean, he's good. I think he's good. But if you're not worried about Marshawn Lynch, what's Russell Wilson doing?
True. And defensively, I mean, that's defense and a hell of a running game. Kind of what the Browns are trying to do.
It is exactly what the Browns are trying to do. Exactly what they're trying to do.
I think I would take Russell Wilson still. I think the upside, if I'm looking at it right now.
Over, you mean for the rest of their careers today?
Yeah.
But I'm saying should he be paid, you know, you're being paid basically this year.
He should be paid more than Eli Manning.
Mm.
He's back-to-back Super Bowls.
Okay.
I mean, if we're talking just recently, what have you done for me in the last 2 years? I'm not taking away Eli Manning's numbers because that's totally not what I expected. But
Obviously not.
No.
Obviously not. All right, so what do you guys think then? Tell me, go ahead and tell me I'm wrong. Where's Russell Wilson rank among quarterbacks in your mind? This is real football. You're starting a franchise for 1 year. You have the 2015 season to play. The NFL has been disbanded. And in the first round, all you're allowed to do is draft a quarterback. So we're going to take the J.J. Watts out because he's not even – there's no question he's not a top 10 player in the NFL. But let's say you are going to go ahead and we're drafting nothing but quarterbacks, and it's just for this season. Just for this season. You don't know the constitution of your team. You don't know if you are, you know, great on the defensive line. You don't know if you're a great running team. You don't know what it is. You know you need to get the best, just pure quarterback who can thrive, period, for your team. Where are you drafting him? Where are you taking him? And for people who want to take Russell Wilson or Teddy Bridgewater, if that's fine with me. I'm just, you know, I love Theodore. I'm just saying.
You're pipe dreaming on Theodore.
By the way, the number one rated quarterback in the NFL over the last 5 weeks of the season. Did something no rookie's ever done, including Russell Wilson. Multiple games, 70% completion.
What was the record?
Theodore. Who? The Vikings?
Yeah.
I don't know. Didn't they? I don't remember what their record was. Theodore. Yeah. And I'm being dead serious about that. That wasn't a cop-out.
All right. All right. We should probably go to break.
Russell Wilson did run for 849 yards and 6 touchdowns, as Cleve TA points out to me. Which is true, his escapability is something, but I wonder how effective he would be running the football without Marshawn Lynch, number one. Number two, he is not going to survive. Your running quarterbacks aren't being running quarterbacks forever. TK Wilson says, saying that Russell Wilson is better than Eli Manning is like saying Lando Calrissian was better than Han Solo. Come on, man.
I'm saying right now.
I agree. Han Solo. Let's go. Get me on the Millennium Falcon. Lando Calrissian got caught. Boba Fett.
Colt 45.
So smooth.
It is.
We'll be back more. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. I think with my heart and I move with my head. I open up my